I have a graduation party to
visit. All right. Roll call, please.
Alio. Eck.
Here.
Hoogland.
Here.
Rogers. Tylan.
Here.
Westcott.
Here.
And Scrope.
Here, five in attendance. We now need to open a public hearing on the subject of our grant proposal for a park grant to replace the Nelson Center roof. Would anybody like to address the board regarding this grant proposal?
My name is Jack Patterson. I'm just here on behalf of the Spring Building Hockey Association. So I just have a statement that was prepared for me to read.
Okay.
Read that.
Thank you.
Yeah. With the park board. The FIA has now been the Spring Building Park District Nelson Center roof since 1970. The FIA and the Park District run programs from Learn to Play Hockey to 18 new hockey throughout the year. In the course of the year, approximately 260 players take the ice between the Learn to Play, ADM, House, and Travel programs. During the course of the 22-week hockey season, just for our FIA partnership program, using both rinks, we purchased over 352 hours of ice plus another 96 hours per tournament. Put that into perspective, over a 22-week period at 448 hours, that comes out to roughly 20 hours per week, not including learn to play, just for hockey development. That may not seem like a lot, but 20 hours a week for roughly 170 players is a huge deal. During tournament weekends, such as our President's Day tournament in the capital city of Greece, the Nelson Center hosts roughly 1,600 to 2,000 people per day. The Nelson Center is only hockey rink within approximately 50 miles of Springfield, so having a functional ice rink for Central Illinois region is vital to the development of Kentucky players in the area. A grant for a new roof would ensure a long-lasting footprint of hockey in this community. The FIA isn't just about hockey. Last year, we started a community outreach program. Each team participated in an activity to help around the community, such as an angel tree, food drive, working with the Salvation Army, and even volunteering at a local food bank. As we all know, roof repairs and replacements can be very costly. The Nelson Center is where Central Illinois hockey players call home. With grant funding, the Springfield Park District will be able to put the money they would be spending on a full roof replacement back into the much-needed player development for members of the community. The FIA continues to look forward to what the future brings in partnership with the Springfield Park District.
You did that beautiful. Thank you very much.
Now, on top of the youth hockey, we've also got, obviously, the figure skating.
Mm-hmm.
And then am I right that, as she said, that we're the only rink? Does that mean the high school hockey is playing there, too?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So everything is on those two rinks.
Yeah, and not to mention the junior blues.
So I've got a little presentation, if the board will, that we need to go over for purposes of grant application.
Okay.
We can make it very quick here.
Okay.
I think it's five slides. Obviously, we're here tonight to present the project to the public and then solicit any feedback that we have before we submit the grant application. Here's an overview of the grant planning process. We've held several internal meetings, planning meetings, and preparatory meetings with the board, with staff, with some consultants. We've met with contractors to get some guidance on the best way to move forward with this project. Tonight, of course, is the public input meeting, and then after tonight, we need to button everything up and submit the grant by Thursday of next week. So there's a lot of work that needs to happen between now and then, which we will have it done in time. Here's an overview of the existing site area. On the left side of the screen, you can see is the outdoor pool. That would be to the west. The bottom, is my mouse up there? It's not. The bottom is the parking lot. On the right-hand side, you can kind of see the part of the Nelson Center, the white building. And then this is an old picture. It looks like tennis, which is now deck hockey. And, of course, in the center is the Nelson Center. Both rink one on the left side looks like the shingle roof, and the one on the right-hand side is the new addition, the 20-year-old new addition, rink two.
Hey, we own it free and clear.
We do. We just retired that debt service. As Jackie indicated, this is an extremely busy facility, probably our most heavily trafficked facility that we provide to the community. It also includes two ice rinks and a 2,200-seat multi-purpose ice arena and facility. Beyond the youth hockey, as Trustee Tylan indicated, we also have figure skating, public skate in there, high school hockey. It's home to the Springfield Junior Blues, which is an NAHL hockey team. And the Nelson Center also provides multi-purpose space for recreation programs, instructional classes, day camps, inclusion programs, special events, and provides rental opportunities for both public and private community gatherings. Very active site. The project that we are proposing is to replace the roof, the section that's red, right, or brown, whatever the colored one there is. Red? Okay, thank you. It's to replace that section of the roof. Under this roof, it includes Rink 1, includes a Franklin room. There are 6 locker rooms, mechanical rooms, administrative offices, the main lobby, concession stands, the kitchen off the Franklin room, and several restrooms. It's really the backbone of the operation of the Nelson Center. The roof currently is roughly 35 years old. It's been very well maintained, but it is certainly showing its age. It has bubbles in it. The granules that are on the roof, there are some spots where they're completely gone. It has had leaks over the years. We have repaired and patched it many, many times, but it desperately needs to be replaced. It's outused its useful life. So the project that we're proposing is the roof, as well as gutters and downspouts, and I think there's maybe some wood that needs to be replaced as part of the project, too. That will all be wrapped up in this grant application. The new roof will have a 30-year warranty on it. For a total project cost, we anticipate of $1.2 million. So that will be our grant application. Since we last spoke to the board, it was undetermined. IDNR hadn't announced whether Springfield was going to be categorized as a distressed community or not. If we're not a distressed community, they cover 75% of the funding. We're on the hook for 25%. If we're a distressed community, they cover 90%, and we're on the hook for 10%. If they have released the list of distressed communities, Springfield is in that list, which is bittersweet, right, good and bad, but for the purpose of the grant, they'll fund 90% if we're awarded it. So it'll be a $1.2 million grant application, and we would be responsible for $120,000 of that at this point. Which
now, that's what I call a deal.
It is an amazing deal. We're in the process of writing the grant. We wanted to see if the public had any thoughts or ideas. We appreciate, Jackie, you sharing the value that Nelson Center has. It really is a... What's that? There you go. I'm going to go with that. Yeah. So, that said, if there's any questions from the board, happy to answer
them. Does the board have any further questions? I know we discussed it a little bit, but I think let's go for it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we know we need to do it.
Yeah.
We're not going to get off any cheaper.
Right.
None of the repairs we've had to make to the roof, it's just normal wear and tear. It's not like there's something we need to re-engineer, redesign.
Yeah. We've had trim up there to do analysis before. We bid this one out. We applied for this back in 2021. We didn't get it. We did all the preliminary work already. So we have something done. Went up there and checked it. They do the heat scopes and all that.
Do you know why? Is there any indication of something, a reason why we didn't get it in 2021 that would make us more eligible?
Funny, Angie and I just had this discussion earlier. We don't get any report back from IDNR. You apply for this grant. Here's how you ranked. Here's how others ranked. It's just you were awarded or you weren't awarded. So we don't know the answer to that. We do know that under Governor Pritzker's administration, distressed communities fall very high on his priority list.
Yeah.
We saw that with Guido Park. I think that's part of what pushed us up into that, the award level. So we're hoping that will work in our advantage as well. But no, we don't.
Okay.
We don't have that.
I just
feedback.
Wondered if there was a lesson learned or.
Yeah, that question was posed to the director of IDNR at the legislative conference here a couple weeks ago, too. Some feedback or even a rubric on their evaluation tools.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
the next time you're still flying blind.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, go get them.
Okay. Very good.
With that, is there anything further from the board or the community? May I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? We are adjourned.
Did everybody sign the signing sheet?
That was good.
Staff and the board.
Jackie, do we need to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Hold on, we have to sign that.
Good to see you.
Yep, thank you. Mallory.